Steve, thank you so much. It's Bill Leff and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy Snyder. Now, here's something, and I know this is a little bit inside, but I'm going to say it anyway. On Monday, we were told by management we've got a couple of trees from the good people over at Tree Time. Beautiful trees, black and red with white mini lights, an artificial desktop holiday tree. It's all courtesy of Tree Time. I already told you that. 200 beautiful, realistic, artificial Christmas trees over there at Tree Time. You can visit them online, of course, treetime.com. You can see their store, their beautiful Winterland store on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. We had a couple of these trees, and what did management say to us, Hannah? Do you remember their words?
You'll never work in this town again.
Do not give these away, or we'll make it so you guys never see the radio again. It won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, all right.
We'll drop the mic on you.
Yep. Yeah, that's what was said. And then we ended up giving out a tree on Monday. We were yelled at. We were scorned.
Flogged. Yes.
Don't do this again, they said. We won't, we promised. We gave another one away yesterday. Mm-hmm. We have one left. I'm going to leave this up to you. I don't want to get in trouble.
Don't do it.
Do you say not to do it, Dan?
Well, I mean, just the danger level, it's palpable in here.
Yep.
Well, you're off the next 2 days, so what do you care?
I got nothing. And Dane put the Dane in danger, so he knows what he's doing.
No fear here.
Let's say this. Let's say if we keep this quiet and don't tell our
just
bosses.
Just between us. Nobody's here.
Nobody's here.
They're all off for the holiday
they're
already.
They're all off for the holiday.
I walked around upstairs. Nobody was around.
They're not here. Actually, they are here.
They are.
They're upstairs.
Say something distracting.
Right. Hannah, quickly, bring out your keys. Shake your keys. Just move your keys up and down.
I don't have my keys with me.
312-981-7200. We've been told not to do this. Do not give away the Tree Time tree. We're throwing caution to the wind. If you're caller number 8 right now, 312-981-7200, you will take away one of these black and red beautiful holiday trees courtesy of Tree Time right there in Lake Barrington. Be caller number 8 right this second, 312-981-7200. All right, Dane Neal is here, the other half of Flavor HD. Hannah's already been here, but now Dane is here. The circle is complete. Hello, Dane. How are you?
I can feel it. The orb is glowing.
We always have the circle of trust.
Yes.
That's always great.
We're up
yes.
in the tree right now, up in the trust tree, which is a Tree Time trust tree, by the way, for the
beautiful.
Five folks.
Yep.
That's what they do during the off season.
Right.
Trust trees.
Right. One of the things we want to discuss with you is the obvious. Tomorrow is one of the big food days of the year.
Food Super Bowl.
Start to finish.
Yes.
It's food. It's nothing but food. Food, glorious food. There are some people, and I'm one
song.
Of them, who doesn't like the traditional holiday fare. I'm not a fan of turkey. I don't like any of the side. It's just not for me.
It takes a village, Bill. And there are certain villages that there's a certain percentage of the demographics filled with bills. You know, and it isn't for everybody, right? That's what makes America great.
The turkey lobby has gotten to Bill.
Right.
Is that I cannot be bought.
Right. Don't even try.
Now the Pez lobby. Come on in, guys. You guys seem cool.
Right. Right.
Well, for those people that are thinking of other things, maybe for whatever reason, maybe there's a traumatic experience with a flock of turkeys as a child. Maybe you were raised by turkeys and it didn't go well.
Right.
Right? Maybe you just don't like the flavor of it. Maybe you're allergic to it. Maybe you're not into the family situation. Maybe, whatever the thing.
But be honest with me before you say anything else. There are way, way, way better foods that are easier to prepare and digest more easily and don't make you tired and have flavor. There are way better foods, right?
There are if that is what your palate decides, then there's absolutely other
two words
options.
For it. Let's make it three. Two words, side dish and gravy.
Right.
See, the gravy contains flavor, right?
I guess.
Well, I don't know. You know, big turkey, they work in mysterious
ways.
Depends
on whose gravy it is.
That's true. That's true. Right, right. Like, who would be the one? The Chef Boyardee folks, they make a
Aunt Helen's gravy. It's lumpy with a side of bland.
She's working on it. She has so much street cred just in the intimidation and guilt areas that we tough through it. Well, you know... I guess. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon and say that turkey is bad because it is, it's, you know, it has so much hype, right? And there's so much more about Thanksgiving that has almost nothing to do or can have almost nothing to do with the turkey. You've got the side dishes. You've got the green bean, onion casserole.
Blah.
You've got scalloped potatoes. Come on. These are the superstars. This is the Justice League of flavors on Thanksgiving.
Do not sully the good name of Hawkman. It won't work. Please don't even try.
Thanksgiving boy. Yeah, drumstick boy. See, but there are other things to do. And here's some of the things that people can do. You know, right. you can find an alternative eating experience, like Chinese restaurants.
Like a restaurant. That's where Bill's
been. We've been doing.
Or a restaurant. They're happy to have you. Yeah. Right. And it's got all of the things that you know and hate about Thanksgiving aren't associated with the restaurant situation. You've got people that you can, you don't have to be, you're not obligated to be overly nice to, especially if they don't deserve it. The servers, if they are, be nice, sure.
Right.
And they clean up the mess and they bring you food you want, right? That you've decided based on your menu choice that tastes good.
I was telling Hannah, the name of the Italian place that's kind of...
Valare.
Last year for Thanksgiving, Terry and the girls and I went to Valare, just the four of us, and we had a fantastic time. The restaurant was filled to the rafters, everybody in great spirits. Nobody, zero people ordering turkey. They had it on the menu. I saw it. Nobody ordered it.
Do you think they even order it? They're like, yeah, put it on there just in case. Maybe they got some canned stuff in the bag.
Just in case somebody wants it. But it was so nice. And everybody had that look like,
were you high-fiving?
We figured this out.
It was much like me with my $1.82 gas jig. I did Lowry's years and years ago. They do have turkey on the cart that they bring around to the table. Everybody went prime rib. You have to. It's Lowry's.
If you look closely, the turkey, and they do that cart. It's very famous. But the actual turkey is rubber. It's like plastic.
Oh, it's a spinning turkey. Yeah, the famous spinning turkey from Lowry's.
They get it from where Svengoolie gets his chickens. It's the same brand of rubber.
This is like the before and the after. Here's what you don't want and here's what you do, right?
Yes.
So some of the things that people are doing are, you know, maybe going to the movies. People are doing that, maybe staying out. It's a traditional drinking holiday Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I haven't really, you know, done as much of that as maybe I would have in the past.
Sure, right? Of course.
But maybe just stay that way and just kind of sleep through the day. Some people that maybe have a conscience are out there donating their time to soup kitchens, you know, kind of do it. They don't have to eat the food, and then maybe an excuse to get away from relatives if that's something that you
maybe
don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah. We go bowling.
Or bowling.
Yeah, bowling. Make some phone calls.
Sorry,
figure
Grandma
out who's
can't be
open.
Over it. I got to
But even there, if you get three in a row, that's called a turkey, so you can't escape it. It's impossible.
No, but most of the places around us open around like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And
people
are done and they're finished and they just go on.
And life goes on.
Let's go bowling.
That's how it should be. Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. Oh, by the way, congratulations. We have a winner. Who was it, Kevin? Can you tell me who it was? I don't know.
Her name was Marie, and she is from LaGrange Park.
Marie from LaGrange Park has taken away one of our finest trees. This is from Tree Time. It's the black and red holiday tree, the desktop tree. Congratulations. We'll be back with more Flavor HD Talk next. It's Bill F., along with Hannah Stanley, in for Wendy Snyder on WGN. Uh-oh, there should be music. Why isn't there music? Kevin, give us some music.
Because I accidentally closed my browser.
There's no more music?
He thought, because he heard us singing, Sarah, that we were just going to do it a cappella.
No, we don't have time for that.
No.
He's like, I was accidentally doing something else.
Food, glorious food.
That's fine. All right, we have music. Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD are here.
So weird to have two Hannahs.
I know, isn't it? It really is. The space shuttle is celebrating Thanksgiving.
Well, why wouldn't they?
They have to. What do we need to know about this?
Well, I thought of it more as a way, like, this isn't, whether it's bowling, whether it's skeet shooting, whatever it is that you're going to do to avoid a Thanksgiving situation with maybe family members that you're not as fond of. Maybe like, hey, I got to be in space.
Right.
Just check the calendar. I'll be in space. But they are enjoying, so it's not like they're, you know, missing out entirely. And, of course, care packages aren't always the easiest up there. So they've got a radiated smoked turkey that they
Do they really? Yeah.
Yeah. They've got it. And they're eating it along with everything in clear pouches. And so they said, I think I detected a little bit of, I think they were lying maybe because maybe their family members like helped with the recipe. I'm not sure, but he said it was good.
Oh, all right. Well, that's something.
So was this went up with them, obviously. They're not like shipping off little rockets.
They were complaining,
food.
Right, that it took all day to make and then to put it in the
no
pouch
one appreciates
and irradiate
it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they sent them up with some.
How long
kind
have
of,
they been up?
I don't know, but they're up there now. I guess that's too busy. I would try to get back, right? It would be like, hey, I got to get back.
I think we're done here. Let's just go. Let's find re-entry.
Now, you mentioned not being a fan of turkey.
Right.
You know, and there's other people in your corner, different kind of people and different, certainly, techniques in order to kind of go against the turkey wave. But the people at PETA, you know, our good friends at PETA that are oftentimes out there, you know, they're protecting animals in ways that are sometimes good and constructive and sometimes...
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, not PETA, P-I-T-A, that is delicious with, you know, anything like falafel.
Oh, bread, yeah.
Oh, so, you know, so it's like a Chick-fil-A thing where they're just trying to get people to eat PETA.
Right.
No, this isn't that. So they wanted to get into kind of the advertising thing. And normally they'll show pictures of animals abused, and they do some kind of media activism that they do. But they actually created a commercial, and they wanted it for NBC. They wanted to put it on during the Macy's parade, during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. And what it was, it's, and you can find it online, it's called Grace. And so instead of pictures of tortured animals, which is kind of their normal game plan, it's a picture. It's actually a video of a family sitting around like the Thanksgiving table. And then a little girl, maybe, I don't know, five, six, is given the opportunity to say grace. And so she says grace. And she's like, thank you for our family and thank you for this turkey. And then she goes into, and there's no graphic images. Thank you for this turkey that was stuffed into a small pen that, you know, has had his feathers burned off while he was alive.
Oh, that, wow, that seems very...
Yeah, that had his head stepped on, you know, that is covered in chemicals and poop. Thank you so much
for
that.
Wow, what a progressive thinking little child.
I don't... Well, so that's what they did. And then so everyone at the table's like, ugh. You know, and so NBC, they rejected it. They didn't figure that kind of met with, you know, the kind
of standards
that they were looking to... I don't know about standards, but yeah, the feel, right? The Thanksgiving feel for the parade. So.
Right.
So that was one of the things.
So we will not be seeing it on there, but I'm sure it's online if people want to see it.
You can see it online where they're trying to get that message out, but still building it into what appears visually like a regular
thing. Is it well done? You've seen it, right?
I have seen it. It well done in a way. I mean, there's no special effects. It's a table with people around it and a little kid saying things that are...
Disturbing.
That are kind of like, yeah, not
true, though. Disturbing and true at the same time.
Right, both disturbing and true. So here is the other option that is part of the, so a little bit part of the present and then also part of the future. So you mentioned, and we've heard it, everybody's been talking about maybe not agreeing with the food choices for Thanksgiving that you're usually having. So millions of people are fine, some are not.
Yeah.
But then also maybe sometime the company, maybe there's like a crazy Uncle Brad, right? Who's just, you know, either he's opinionated or he's drunk or whatever. Is there is a way through virtual reality and these like headsets, a company called Oculus, and we'll talk about it, Hannah and I'll talk about some of the ways people are getting these on Friday, but they're making a headset. It's $99 and it hooks right up to your Android phone. I'm sure they've got other systems too, but what it'll allow you to do is be in other places. Now you can use it for all the normal fun things too, watching Netflix and playing video games, but also virtual reality. So you can attend a Bears game and see the view from a certain seat. You can virtual tour different places.
But since you mentioned Thanksgiving Day, how is it possible? Let's say I'm in another city. I'm in Seattle, but I want to be with my family on Thanksgiving. Do they have to set up a camera there at the table? What do they do to make it
Skype and I mean, FaceTime. Obviously it wouldn't be tasty. Yeah, Skype and FaceTime have gotten so much better. FaceTime specifically has gotten so good, like just with the quality. As it gets better and as more people have access to the technology as long as it's affordable. I mean, we all remember like Alexander Graham Bell, right? Where Watson or what? But then it's just I can only talk to Watson. It only gets so good until everybody has a phone. And so now with smartphones, people have that. As long as the technology becomes affordable, what they would do is they'll have a camera and they can create the environment, right? And then you would upload, you know, yourself, whatever kind of visual. And they're still working on a little bit of that, but you can experience, you know, the whole kind of 3D situation. So you're in the room, you can converse, you can talk, you can hear, but you don't. Let's say Uncle Brad is, you know, opinionated and maybe drunk, and so you don't have to step over him. Yeah, you could just...
Bad connection.
Or when he falls asleep in front of the just like turn off his feed. And then also too, Bill, you can be enjoying your Chinese food.
Oh, excellent.
While other people are enjoying things that maybe they like better than...
I call that Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, as long as people are doing it, let's say one person's in California, one person... As long as you're not like in Naperville and Wheaton.
Then it's
crazy. And then it's like, hey, let's just phone it up this year.
Right. I like it. And this is already available. This technology is already happening.
The technology is all... It's like $99. But as far as like the creating the virtual Thanksgiving, those are ways that I think we're going to see it in the future. So it's entertainment based, but also just that communication, building in FaceTime with some of the newer technology.
And that's Oculus is the name of the company.
That's one of the companies, yeah.
All right. If you like Hannah and Dane's work, and why wouldn't you, you can listen to them both tomorrow and Friday. They'll be on from 10 a.m. till noon, filling in for Wendy and myself. So listen to them. Good luck the rest of the week.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
We'll take a quick break. And
I'm
going
to step out and then come right back in.
All right, come on back in. Right after this, it's Bill F. and Hannah Stanley in for Wendy on WGN. People are strange.